I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this is Truman Today. The Truman State University Foundation will give special recognition to Charles M. Foundry and Truman Bookstore, a Barnes & Noble College bookseller, at its annual banquet set for 6:30 p.m. April 5th in the Student Union Building. Alumni and friends who are also members of the university's John R. Kirk and Joseph Baldwin Giving Societies will also be honored at the banquet. Kirby Miller will present the 17th Annual Early Vreeland Lecture, Scotch-Irish, Black-Irish, and Real-Irish, Immigrants and Identities in the Old South, at 7 p.m. April 10th in the Student Union Building Georgian Room B. The Barbara Early Vreeland Lecture was established by Joseph Vreeland in memory of his wife, a 1973 Truman graduate. The lecture gives the Truman community the opportunity to hear public lectures by scholars of international reputation. Truman State University nursing students in the human nutrition class have put their classroom knowledge to work this spring semester by working with the Kirksville Food Depot to create a recipe book to distribute to their clients. The Food Depot is a consortium of churches that donate food on a rotating basis to the pantry and then distribute the food to families who are in immediate need of groceries. Due to its structure, the Food Depot is able to provide the same ingredients and food items to each family every time. The students were given the list of these various ingredients and food items and were asked to create or modify a week's worth of recipes using the items on the list while demonstrating the nutritional value of the recipes. The project is an effort to provide nutritious, easy-to-make recipes to the low-income families and ideally promote healthier eating habits. More than 500 students took a break from their studies on October 29th to send out 12,000 letters to friends and family members asking for donations for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The Up Till Dawn finale event will take place from 3 to 8 p.m. April 2nd on the quadrangle. All students are invited to participate. A number of Truman State University performing groups will perform from 4 to 7 p.m., including Tag Improv, High Street Dancers, Minor Detail, Trumen, and Franklin Street. Activities also include Twister tournaments, a roaming magician, a yoga class, and trivia. Free pizza will be provided. Located within a standard student locker in the hallway of Ophelia Parish, the dimensions of Gallery 133rd are 24 inches high, 12 inches wide, and 17 inches deep. The premise of Gallery 133rd is that any space can be a location for an exhibition if it is treated with according respect, creativity, and invention. Gallery 133rd's first exhibit will be Microcosm, a group exhibition addressing large, expansive concepts within a small, specific environment. Microcosm is curated by student artists Jessica Dea, James Lang, Peter McAvoy, and Matthew James. The opening reception will take place at 6 p.m. April 2nd in Ophelia Parish, second level art locker hallway near room 2220. Want to know what's happening on the Truman campus? Thanks to Truman's master calendar, this is easy to do. Any time of the day, as long as you have access to the internet. Although Truman has had an online master calendar for quite some time, this past summer, a more user-friendly calendar program was purchased, and with the website redesigned, the calendar is now displayed very prominently on the homepage. As you can see, when you log on to the master calendar at http://calendar.truman.edu, at the university's peak times, there are from about 8 to 15 events listed for each day. With this many events happening on any given day, it is important for the university and Kirksville community to utilize the calendar on a daily basis to keep up to date on all the opportunities. Truman State University athletic training majors visited Jefferson City, Missouri for Athletic Training Day on March 4th. For more information about any of these articles and additional campus events, check out the Truman Today online at http://trumantoday.truman.edu. Once again, I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this has been Truman Today.